This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We have a great lineup for you, as always, I have to say, for this weekend show, a full 2 hours of economics and finance commentary focused on some of the moves that we saw in the markets, plus some more forward projections for 2017 from guests that we haven't talked to yet this year, or at least just in the last couple weeks for the shows when we have been looking forward to 2017. For the first two segments, I have Ronald Peter Stofferle, or as I like to call him, Ronnie, who is the managing partner of Incrementum AG, based out of Austria. Ronnie, you and I were discussing your forward guidance for 2017, and I want you to, first off, to kick us off, share some of the narratives, some of the themes that you think will be the biggest players in 2017, please.
Hi, Corey. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. Well, 2016, it was all about politics, and there were so many massive changes, like, you know, the Brexit. We have seen the election of Donald Trump. And I think that 2017 will also be influenced very much by elections, especially in Europe. So we've got elections coming up in France. We've got elections in the Netherlands and later on in Germany. So I think the whole Eurozone will probably focus on election campaigns. So this is going to mean that there will be some pressure on the euro from my point of view, because President-elect Trump will be inaugurated pretty soon, and there's clear path for him because he owns both houses. And I think that compared to the Eurozone, there will actually be quite a lot of actions in the U.S. So I think that U.S. growth will continue to be better than in the Eurozone. A very important topic for us in our investment process, of course, is inflation. And we have seen that basically Donald Trump, he achieved what the Federal Reserve didn't achieve for years. Inflation expectations are rising significantly. And our incremental inflation signal, however, it's switched to disinflation a couple of weeks ago. So we're seeing that there's mostly deflationary pressure at the moment, which might sound counterintuitive, but we should not forget that the rise in yields that we have seen in the last couple of weeks, the enormous strength of the US dollar, this acts as a fiscal or as a monetary tightening. So if you regard the US dollar as some sort of the global Fed funds rate, this enormous strength in the US dollar, we're trading at the 14-year high at the moment, this is acting very, very deflationary for the whole world. So from our point of view, it's going to be really a rough ride the next couple of weeks. Probably the weakest link is, as always, going to be emerging markets. We're seeing in many markets that we follow very closely, like Turkey, like Egypt, for example, but also in Mexico, we're seeing significant stress. And I think this will come back as a boomerang to the U.S. economy. So our call is that sooner or later, probably second half of the year 2017, there will be some sort of a recession in the U.S. I know this is kind of a bold call because everybody expects that economic activity will pick up significantly in the next couple of months. But we just think that Donald Trump, he's not a savior. You can't treat a disease by just changing the doctor. And therefore, I think there's way too much confidence put on Donald Trump's shoulders. And I think that at the markets at the moment, greed is much more important than fear. And this will change sooner or later.
Well, it's something that we've been talking about really ever since the election is this optimism that's come into the market and I think into a select few, maybe half of the population in the U.S. thinking that Trump will be able to get the economy back on track when, quite frankly, as you even stated, there are some pretty fundamental big issues that have been around for a long time and they will take time to sort out. So not something that we will see right away. But Ronnie, I find this interesting that you are seeing that the U.S. dollar is further going to hurt countries around the world, especially emerging markets. But with the political turmoil that we could continue to see in Europe, it sounds like you do think that the U.S. dollar will stay quite levitated.
Yeah, well, we're actually long the dollar. We had a advisory board discussion with Paul Milcrest last night, and we will publish that in the transcript in a couple of days. Paul Milcrest is talking about the so-called plumbing. So from his point of view, there's a need for dollar liquidity at the moment behind the curtains. And from his point of view, and he's making a great case for that, it's very technical, but I think that I understood it. And from his point of view, you can see that there's enormous stress in the system in China. Just have a look at the development of the Chinese renminbi and very much correlated with that Bitcoin. 98% of all Bitcoin transactions, it is said, I mean, nobody really knows that, but I think it's a big percentage, was made out of China recently. So they really fear that there might be some sort of a devaluation of the renminbi against the dollar. And actually, the dollar is strong against many, many other currencies, of course, also against gold. While gold, I think it's holding up quite okay, but I'm definitely in the dollar camp, and I think it's probably the most important chart that one should follow at the moment, because if really the Fed should make more hikes than it is anticipated, the market believes at the moment that there will be 4 rate hikes. I don't think there's going to be 4 rate hikes, but perhaps there will be some tough talk by the Federal Reserve, and the market will for some time believe that they will really aggressively start hiking rates now because of this pickup in inflation and because the economy is doing too well, actually. Then I think there might be plenty of upside for the U.S. dollar, and this would also put enormous pressure on the bond market. So I think it's a very, very interesting and let's say fragile setup that we're seeing at the moment. If the dollar goes through the roof, if the dollar index goes to 120, 125, something like that, I cannot rule it out, that will have major consequences for emerging markets, and those problems will come back like a boomerang for the U.S. economy, of course, because a strong dollar is medium to long term, it is deflationary. So I don't think that the Federal Reserve and Donald Trump really want a strong dollar. But as I've said before, there's behind the curtains, dollar liquidity seems to be a big issue, and that might really be a trigger for some sort of a financial crisis.
Well, Ronnie, I've always looked to what's going on around the world as what I think will be the trigger for a severe financial crisis. As much as we want to point to the U.S. being in trouble, I really do believe that it's Europe, potentially even a bubble bursting in China, that will have the potential and will be able to bring the financial system to a rebalancing, because right now we continue to see central banks go down the road of printing more money, and this high U.S. dollar only hurts countries around the world. Ronnie, we're going to have you back on next segment, and we are going to chat a little bit more about precious metals.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheScent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheScent.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the weekend edition and continuing on chatting with Ronald Peter Stoffele. Ronnie, I want to shift course a little bit this segment and talk more about commodities, because last year, a wild run that gold went through, up about $300, and then back down about $200. So a roller coaster type ride, but an interesting thing that happened at the end of the year was base metals starting to get a buy, a lot on the back of Trump's infrastructure spending in the tune of $1 trillion. Before we get into precious metals, let's talk about base metals. What are your comments, future predictions for the base metals?
Well, I think for the commodity space in general, I think we have seen the lows last year. We have seen peak bearishness last year. I think that for the commodity space in general, I'm pretty positive. But I don't think that it's just going to be the stimulus. We should not forget there was a great interview with the CEO of Caterpillar, and he says, you know, there will be those infrastructure programs, and nobody knows the exact size at the moment. However, it's going to take time to really have an effect for the economy because, you know, there's all this legislation and all those processes that big projects have to go through. So it's just taking quite some time to build new bridges, roads, airports, whatever. It just takes time. And therefore, I think that the strength in many commodities is not just because of Trump. I think it's also some sort of a trade into real assets. I think that the inflation trade is getting more important. I can sense that talking to institutional investors over here, they are kind of reconsidering investing in commodities, while last year, for example, if you said, yeah, we're bullish on commodities, they just threw you out of the room. So I think that's a good sign. And when it comes to commodities, I'm very bullish on copper, but also on oil, and of course on the precious metal space and the uranium space, which is we've got one uranium fund, which is doing very well these days. And I think this is going to be one of the most interesting plays going forward.
So, Ronnie, I do share your outlook. First of all, for uranium, once uranium dropped below $20, I really thought that the bottom would be shortly around the corner, and it did bottom around $18, actually. So there was a little bit more downside. As for the base metals, they got a little ahead of themselves, I think, but there is a bit more of a fundamental backdrop for positivity. And then the precious metals, you know, once people do start to lose confidence in some of these moves that they're seeing in the markets, then more sentiment will come back to the precious metals. But how important is China in this whole thing? Because China continues to go through a slowdown. A lot of data that I've been reading shows that China is not only cash strapped simply by looking at how many treasuries they're selling, but they are struggling to get back into a growth attitude. They do drive commodity prices to a certain extent. How much do you think they will continue to drive prices?
Well, I think that there's severe stress in the Chinese banking system. And just to give you a number, China's banking system has 2 times the assets of the entire U.S. bank system. The whole financial system in China is filled with very, very troubled wealth management products, shadow banking, and high interest loans. We've got a property bubble caused by cheap credit in China. And of course, they will implement capital controls. They are slowly being put in place at the moment. So I think that the developments in China are crucial for commodity markets going forward. I think this is probably the biggest question mark. So if there really should be some sort of a deflationary implosion in China, this will of course have negative effects for the commodity space. I'm not sure if it's going to be bullish for gold or not. I can really make the case for both sides. But, you know, last year we have seen that there was massive and really aggressive fiscal stimulus. The percentage of credit created by state-owned banks in China grew significantly. So the whole rally and the whole economic pickup that we have seen in the last couple of months in China is built on easy credit, and we all know that after the boom there's the bust, and therefore I think this might be the biggest threat to the commodity space at the moment.
So, Ronnie, let's look ahead to 2017 and compare it to what we saw in 2016, because 2016, gold really got some momentum, especially when you look at February. So far through January, we've been seeing actually quite similar moves in the gold price. But in January, gold made a move of almost $150 in 2 weeks and then carried that on after consolidating for a couple months. So through 2016, the first half, gold put in gains of over $300, but then in the second half of the year, it gave back up over $200 worth of those gains, almost $250 worth of those gains. So quite a volatile year, especially when you consider the inflows into ETFs that we had and then the massive outflows out of the ETFs. So as we are starting 2017 off in a similar form as 2016, are you expecting to see these huge swings again for the precious metals?
I don't know. I think that the fact that, you know, everybody is again pretty bearish on gold and especially silver, I think that's actually a good sign. Gold was up 8.5% last year. I think that's quite a decent performance. Of course, we know that the first half was much better and the second half was really bad. But still, on a yearly basis, 8.5% in dollar terms, 12% in euro terms, 30% in British pound terms. I think that's a decent performance. I think that we have seen an enormous amount of liquidation from the speculators. You can see that on the Commitment of Traders report. We can see that there was some sort of cooling off in the mining space. We saw that actually the gold miners put in a major divergence to the gold price in the last couple of days. So it's really encouraging. So I'm pretty confident when it comes to gold and especially silver.
Okay, well, Ronnie, I think that a lot of our audience do share the belief that gold and silver will perform well again this year. And the one takeaway we can have from 2016 is even though there were some wild swings, the commodity did finish up for the year, which was the first time in, I believe, 6 years. So putting in a bit of a trend change there has to get at least some more people interested. And unfortunately, the big money seemed to enter the sector and then exit it pretty quickly throughout 2016. Maybe a little more stability. That's actually what I want to see, to get more people interested in the sector and start to build up some momentum, because that seems to be what gold is all about, a nice momentum play as the prices either move up or move down. But hopefully we are to the end of this bear market, and the technicals that I watch are showing us that. Ronnie, as always, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us.
Everybody, thank you very much, Corey.
Stick around. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. I have in this segment a regular guest, a daily regular guest on the KE Report, Richard Postma. We call him Doc because he is a retired physician, but he is also, in my eyes, probably the best chartist, the best technician that I know. And he has been almost spot on throughout the last couple of years talking about the moves we're seeing in the precious metals. And Doc, that's something that I want to focus on here because this week was an interesting week in the sense that gold did break 1200, but it didn't break the resistance point that I was looking at, which was 1209. It came close and then it started to roll over. In your eyes, this move that we're seeing in gold, and we were calling for a bounce for actually quite a while, probably a month before it bounced because gold was in this oversold territory. How do you feel about this move we have experienced pretty much ever since the Fed raised rates?
I think this move is really quite weak, Corey, but that's okay. We had talked about it moving up into the low 1200s, which guess what? We hit. But gold is starting to really struggle here. And it started out the day down a little bit, and now it's recovered a little bit, and we're up a buck. But it's really struggling here. And when you see that kind of thing on a chart, and there's really not a lot of strength to it, I think we're getting ready for next week. We may hang up there a little bit longer. But I think we're getting ready for a move down. And I think it's going to happen probably next week. And then we'll see what happens with gold. But this is a very weak move for the precious metals. And I think a lot of the gold and silver shares are telling you that as well, because a lot of them have not gone up to their previous highs. And also on their charts, they're showing that they're struggling right now. So that's really what we're currently seeing with these metals.
So, Doc, in terms of a pullback that both you and I do foresee in the near term, where do you think this pullback will stop, and where do you want it to stop at?
Well, let's say we look at the GLD chart and not the gold chart. I think we could move back down to 111. We could go over the next few weeks as low as 109 in that area, I would think, and even possibly 108. In the GLD chart. So that would take gold back to really pretty close where from where we started this whole move. And that I know that's not encouraging to folks, but we could get back down to, I would say, about 1130 to 1140 again. And that's very possible. I wouldn't like to see it go that low, frankly. Now, the only thing positive is what's interesting here is one would hope on the chart with this daily move that gold was really forming kind of an inverse head formation. But other factors tell me that this is not particularly a strong move. And so I would put the odds that we're going to move down and we're going to muck around in this lower level of anywhere from 1130 to 12, the 1200s that we just took, maybe 1210. And I think your 1209 point might be a resistance for this move.
So very much a slow-moving market, but a market that is, you think, going to put in higher lows as we continue to grind up maybe throughout this year?
Yeah, I think we could move up next week even, you know, a little bit more. That's possible next week. And then I think it gets a little dicey for a while in that we could move sideways to down again. This move, I read something that a technician that said it's very reminiscent of last year, but that we started at a higher level. But I feel this time it's not going to be reminiscent of that move, frankly, and I'd be surprised if it was. And we talked about that. We talked about where in these patterns that go out weeks and months, that usually when you start to see a similar pattern, it often does not repeat itself. And I would be very surprised if this time it did, because normally that doesn't happen in charting where it's a complete repetition. And so I don't expect it to be that this time.
Hey, Doc, I agree with you. I don't think we're going to see the huge extremes, as I call them, that we saw in the gold market last year, the up over $300 and then down over $200. I think that was an extreme year. But what I do take as a positive from last year is that we actually put in an up year, and that was the first time in a number of years. So I think that does start to lend on itself to entice people to come back into the gold sector, but so much damage has been done that this will take time. Let's switch over to the silver chart now, Doc, because I find the pattern that silver has moved down very interesting, almost a stair-stepping down pattern. And silver came close to breaking at least its most recent top back in the middle of December at around, let's say, 1725, 1730, but it's coming up just short, and silver has not been moving up with the same steam that it did at the tail end of December. How do you feel about silver as we move into, well, the tail end of January, but I think more importantly into February?
Well, I think, like gold, and you're right, silver didn't perform in this move up as well as gold did, frankly. I think we might have another week next week where we might just trend sideways a little bit up. And we might even do that for a couple of weeks, but then it's at risk to move down again a little bit. And we're going to be in this type of market for some time in 2017, the first half of 2017. And I know I've repeated that for months, that, with this U-shaped recovery for these precious metals, that's what we would see. And I mentioned that even 2, 3, 4 years ago when we got here, or when we were looking at this, that it wouldn't be like 2009 where it was V-shaped, but that we would see a U-shaped, and we would have to muck around down here for quite a while. And that's what we're doing, and it's going to continue, Corey, for silver as well as gold, is that we're going to be in a trading range, especially on the monthly chart, for some time. But, the positive for investors is this, is the people that love these areas. The positive is you're going to be able to continue to pick up stocks at good prices when they pull back. And that's what I've been doing. Every time we pull back, I purchase more of what I hold, and I'm buying those that I sold at higher levels. I'm buying those back. And being a long-term holder now, that's what I'm doing. I'm not a trader. I will trade sometimes, for certain reasons. But in this market, I'm not going to do it anymore because I do not want to miss a move, because it could catch you very quickly if you try to play it by going in and out in short-term basis.
So, as a final comment, we only have about a minute left, but your strategy for trading this bull market is simply buying the dips and riding out maybe some of the gains, not necessarily selling when you see some spikes?
Absolutely, unless I get one that really is out of the ordinary and that technically tells me it's got to come back again based on the fact that it has left the 200-week moving average considerably behind. That's always a warning, and I might do it in that situation. But otherwise, I'm looking out to 2018 and beyond, where I'll now be patient and take my positions, because I do not want to miss anything that might suddenly alter these markets now.
All right, Doctor, enjoyable chatting with you. Anybody who wants to hear what Doc has to say on a daily basis, come to our website pretty much every day. Doc joins me, and we chat technicals on a number of different markets. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back with a very interesting company update from Orin Resources.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, and in this segment, we're going to focus on a company that we have had on the show a number of times. They are a sponsor of the website, but we've been chatting with them for a number of months, simply because when I was first introduced to this company, I was impressed not only with management, who has already developed two companies, one of which was sold and the other which was brought straight through to production. Now they have a plan of building out, as they call it, a majors exploration portfolio. The company that I'm talking about is Auron Resources, traded on the TSX exchange under the symbol AUG and on the OTCQX under the symbol GGTCF. I have Ivan Babeck on the line with me, the executive chairman. Ivan, I want to focus on news that came out from the company earlier on this week, talking about a $41 million financing done with Goldcorp. A portion of this is standard shares and a portion is flow through. This was also completed at a premium to market. To start us off, for those people that missed this news release, please take us through some of the details of this financing.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me back on your show. Well, just to go through the numbers real quickly, the only investor, the actual end buyer on the financing was Goldcorp. There were no other purchase parties. The flow-through portion was done through a mechanism of charity flow-through, which involved certain people in Canada buying shares at 501 Canadian per share and selling them to Goldcorp at that 367 Canadian per share. So Goldcorp wrote a check for $35 million, and with this Canadian tax benefit, we were able to get an extra $6 million from that charity flow. And our average dilution price was $4.31 per share, which is remarkable considering we were trading in the $2.25 range about a month before that at the end of tax loss selling. This investment came about, a couple things. I would say the last 2 years, for those of you who have followed us, it's been very busy. We've acquired 6 projects between Canada and down in Peru. We built an amazing portfolio of all projects that have that major appeal in terms of very large, scalable, major districts if they're there. Secondly, we didn't just acquire the projects, we acquired the technical personnel. Michael Henriksen has built an amazing team of geologists, and some of them include the former chief geologist of Newmont and the former chief geologist of Goldfields and all of the peers that they've worked with for years, you know, going around the world making major gold discoveries. So we attracted people and projects at the same time in the bad market, and we made a remarkable company here, and it's got so much room for upside. And I think we're going into an era where the majors are going to grow again as the gold market starts to improve on the cycle, and they're going to need growth. And, you know, as we just talked before, for the call, it's very difficult to find growth out there, you know, acquisitions. There isn't a lot of juniors worth buying. There isn't a lot of guys who've been doing exploration over the past 5 years in the downturn. And I think, you know, we've definitely earned the respect that led into the financing with Goldcorp here by the portfolio and the team we put together.
Well, I mean, clearly you have put together a team and a portfolio that majors are interested in. But let's talk about how this deal came together, because you had on that day of trading at least a 20% premium, at least for the standard shares from what you were trading. How did you manage to negotiate that with Goldcorp?
We had a meeting with them at Beaver Creek where we had a chance to kind of showcase our portfolio and the vision of what we were kind of putting together. And then we came out with our Committee Bay results, and most recently we put out a press release identifying our plans for this coming year. And I think they were just clever enough to realize the opportunity to invest before a major program like we had just done was huge, and that we're about to undertake. The value before the big speculation, the huge drill program is really where you want to be as an investor, you know, at this stage, because there's the least amount of risk and the most amount of upside, and for them it gives them a seat at the table. And one last comment with Goldcorp's investment and the premium that it was done at, when you do premiums as a corporate, you know, you're getting a chance to either outbid other people that are interested, or you don't have to compete with institutional money, because most institutions that invest in the gold companies won't invest at a premium. So I think that's partly how the premium came to be what it was, consistently with the move in the gold price coming back, I guess, towards the new Trump presidency on the verge of taking place. So we're in a good place. They're a great partner. They have a lot of experience in all three jurisdictions, both Canadian ones as well as in Peru. And, you know, it's just a great synergy. You know, we're a first-class mining leader in the industry, and a great pleasure to have them on board.
Okay, so Ivan, let's look forward through this year. Now that the company does have this cash in the bank, you are planning a 55,000-meter drill program just this year. Take us through some of the details briefly for those that have missed that.
Yeah, so I'll actually almost refer right back to our last press release that we put out on December 22nd, I believe. We're going to start by drilling 2 projects in Peru, our Sombrero and Huillacoyo project, and then we're going to roll into our Canadian ones, the Committee Bay, the massive Canadian high-grade greenstone belt, as well as the high-grade deposit in BC, British Columbia. And so we're going to split the drilling up between the two, with the bulk of the drilling being in Canada, just because we've done the most work on Committee Bays and it's our largest asset. But that doesn't mean that the programs in Peru won't scale if we get into discovery. And so we've publicly said we're going to drill 55,000 meters, but assuming, and I'm going to assume here with minimal speculation, assuming we're going to get into some discoveries in our Peruvian targets, we'll certainly be ramping that drilling up a lot further. But it has to be understood, and this point I want to make very clear for your investors, we have 6 projects. We're going to drill about 25 different targets across all 6 projects. All of the drilling that we're speaking of is discovery drilling. It's not delineation. You know, we may delineate some resources in the inferred basis by the end of some of these programs, but what we're really looking to do is to make these new discoveries and to have enough holes into the new discoveries so that ourselves, you know, the majors, the market can anticipate, you know, the size and scale potential with a lot less risk of what could be there. So when you talk about discovery drilling, if you look at our previous company that we built, Keegan Resources, which is now Asanko Gold, you know, our share price went from 70 cents to $9 per share, you know, Canadian, as we were finding 5 million ounces of gold from zero in Ghana. You know, I'd say that we have 25 shots across each target of finding that kind of a caliber of a discovery. You know, and to be a little bit less ambitious about it, let's just take 10 of those as real opportunities to find that kind of a return for our investors. And that's what's really hard for us to digest internally, and I think for investors to get their head around. The upside potential here is tremendous. You know, the amount of shots we have of making these major discoveries is uncanny to anything else I've seen out there. And it's being run by one of the world's best exploration teams in the entire business when comparing ourselves to majors or juniors. We've got one of the deepest teams that way. And so, for me, it's very easy to be very excited about it. And, you know, I kind of always feel that I don't own enough shares of our own company the more I learn about it. And I challenge, you know, other analysts, other firms to tell us of other companies like ourselves, because I buy shares in them as well. But I think we've really set a new precedent of how exploration is done. And now it's the fun part. We get to drill and find it and monetize it for our shareholders.
So, Ivan, I do have to commend you. You did say when we first were introduced a while ago now that your plan was to go out there and build a majors exploration profile, and this investment from Goldcorp, I think, is showing that a pretty major company is interested in what you're doing. Very quickly, because we are running out of time, can you give us some insight into when we can expect some drill results?
Yeah, so we expect the drilling in Peru to start probably around April, but there will be a lot of surface results before the drilling takes place, which will give the market a lot of reason to speculate. For example, we did almost 800 meters in trenching at Sombrero, and those results are all pending. And if you saw the historical results from the multi-grade gold and multi-percent copper, they were spectacular. And then from Huayacocha, where there's, you know, a lot of gold has been found there originally or way before us, we've had a chance to actually cover the balance of the property, which never really had an exploration done on it. This is all pre-drilling. This will set the stage for what kind of a discovery can be made. It will certainly be a great catalyst for our shareholders in the marketplace, but drilling will kind of probably more than likely start place in April. And once it starts in April, it's ongoing right through the end of the year. It's nonstop. It's Peru. Then it goes up to both projects in Canada and then down to two more projects in Peru in the fall. So it'll be a nonstop program and a lot of reason to speculate.
All right, Ivan, always enjoyable chatting with you. And again, I do commend you as to what Orin has been able to do just to even kick off this year. If anybody does want more information on Orin, feel free to swing by our website, click on their banner, or email me directly. I'm in touch with Ivan on a very regular basis. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.